8:38 p.m. Thursday, August 27th, 2009. Episode number 181. But yeah, dude, my name is Jonathan, and this is Seth.
It's so hot in the studio.
Hello, Seth.
It's so hot in the studio.
It gets hot in the studio.
In the studio, in the studio, studio. If I could, I would stroke your body like I do my keyboard. Let's make love in the studio, studio, studio.
fuck, man.
I'd like to congratulate Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Oh my God.
They have their first black police officer for their first time in their 152-year history of a police force.
That's a lie.
In the department.
That's a lie.
It's a fact. There's 100,000 people live in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This week they got there. He's in training right now.
We'll see if he makes it.
If he makes it through, he'll be there.
Some people are skeptical. I would imagine some people are skeptical.
Black police officer. Hey, Green Bay, Wisconsin, you do realize that we had a black president of the United States before
like
you had...
2 years ago.
2.5 years ago before you had a black police officer on your department. Are you cool?
In Bob Dylan news, he will be recording his Christmas album called Christmas in the Heart with such songs as Winter Wonderland and Here Comes Santa Claus. Proceeds will go to the charity Feeding America.
Proceeds will go to the charity Feeding America. He's doing a Christmas album.
Yeah.
So it looks like the people of America will be starving because that's the worst thing ever. I have a couple Christmas albums that I keep in the closet. I keep them on hand for that time. Songs of Christmas.
Yeah, but by artists or in general?
Oh, like Nat King Cole, okay. Bing Crosby, like so I can actually enjoy my Christmas, not have a garbled fucking...
You know, my boy Wag has like the craziest Christmas music collection I've ever
seen. It's good to have that.
He's been collecting it for years and years.
He plays it on vinyl for the week leading up to it. He's like the coast. He starts his
like
Christmas
USB,
music.
Like USB, like turntable, like importing old vinyl ones into his iTunes so
the
he can
day
like,
after
it
Thanksgiving,
up.
He starts playing it in
that's
the home.
That's how it rolls.
It should roll that way.
It's a massive library.
Wag is an American.
It's the worst. But also, Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan news.
He's also been in talks with two major car companies about providing the voice for their GPS systems in their automobiles.
I thought that the Christmas album was the worst idea.
It's such a cheap one to do, but I can't.
I feel compelled. Do you have the ability?
Make a left. 300 yards.
Excuse me.
110 South Freeway.
Honey, I can't hear the GPS.
You went too far. Oh, no.
All I want to do is get to my fucking movie on time. I'm somehow... Why am I at a swamp?
Red light ahead. Red light ahead. Watch out more. There's a red light ahead. You're driving me too fast.
Oh, man. Worst GPS... ever.
Worst GPS ever. Be like, oh, I thought this was going to be awesome.
I thought it was
going
to be awesome.
I'm going nuts.
Who do you have? I have Fran Drescher. Who do you have? I have Bob Dylan. I'm lost. How come I never make it to my movies on time?
I have Jack K on mine. And it works out for me.
Vintage Jack K.
I have a vintage Jack K. Do you know that I saw a non-vintage Jack K? Did I say that?
No.
Yeah, like last week.
I saw a non-vintage Robert Blake.
How about this? I saw a non-vintage Jack K on foot.
As opposed to on
like,
rollerblades?
Like, no, like footing it. Like in a place where there was no stores or anything. Like, oh, you're like huffing right now. Oh. You're like, oh, going up the middle of Venice. Like, like marching with like a homie.
Weird.
Done up. Glasses.
Okay, so like, not power walking, just on business.
Like
but walking.
Like, yeah, like parked wicked far away from something or something. But like there was nothing around that she was going to. I was like, oh, you have like another...
You have
quarter
an
of a mile ahead of you easily, and you're like and on the move.
But you look good.
But you're Jack A.
You're Jack A.
I'm not mad.
I saw Robert Blake at the Sherman Oaks Whole Foods in the parking lot, and it.
I thought they executed him.
No, he's fucking tiny, and he's alive, and he's always wearing a cowboy hat. And it was one of those like, what do I say to him? And I had a moment to, and I was.
No,
I
thought he was in prison.
No, he is fucking free as a bird.
Why did I think he was in prison?
Free as a bird. I didn't know what to do.
Speaking of birds.
So I just walked right by him. I was going to give him a God bless you. I didn't know what
don't
to give him.
Give him
I
anything.
I could have engaged him, though. He would have appreciated that.
He would have engaged you.
He would have engaged me. No, but I would have taken it like, talk about spats, talk about like boxing in the 40s, you know, really twist it on him and double it back.
KFC, speaking of birds.
I'm not sure KFC is...
I think it's the Colonel's.
Familiar. Thank you.
They have a new sandwich that they're going to be testing, I guess, in select areas.
Okay, markets.
It's called the Double Down Sandwich.
Hmm.
It features, basically, it contains strips of bacon, cheese, two types.
Okay.
And some sort of Colonel's special sauce. But in lieu of a bread item containing, compartmentalizing said filling.
Well,
it's
you said
two,
it's a sandwich, so there has to be two buns. There has to be...
Well, the buns are chicken fillets. They're fried chicken fillets. So it's a chicken sandwich, it's a basically. It's a bacon true, chicken... It's a true chicken sandwich.
So you take your bare hands and where you would put it on a bun, per se, you're now grasping two pieces of...
Juicy
fried chicken fillets and eating it as a sandwich. It's low carb.
Fuck carbs.
Fuck
carbs.
That's
the slogan.
That's their slogan.
Fuck
Double
carbs.
Down sandwich.
Fuck
carbs.
Carbs.
Just
carbs can eat a dick.
Double down sandwich from KFC.
Carbs
can
eat
a dick.
Why don't they fucking hire us? Fools would roll in. People would be like, have you seen that
have
ad?
Have you seen the new ad, KFC?
That ad's nuts.
Carbs can eat a dick. It's two fools just like eating. Unlike that stupid Burger King with that fool, those tiny hands, that fucking, You seen those?
What?
The guy can't eat like whatever it is they sell at Burger King because he's got the teeny tiny hands.
So gross.
Don't play that. It's so creepo. You know what else is mad creepo? Is that fucking Avatar trailer.
I'm down
what
with that
the
shit.
Fuck, it's, I knew you would be.
I'm
you know
down
why?
With it.
I was like, this movie makes is so crazy, it might double down and double back around and be awesome. I was like, you know who'd be down with this movie? I was like pointing at the screen and talking
looking
to no
around.
One. Like, you know who'd be down with this movie? Jonathan.
They're like, who's Jonathan?
It's like, he's an I got dude. I knew you'd be down with it. It is so stupid. It makes no sense and it looks unbelievably bad. I was like, this is going to be his favorite movie of the year.
I'm excited.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know, but it looks super trippy. It looks mad trippy, yo. There's orbs and weird shit in the forest, and there's crazy...
What are those two things that make out those fake
okay, so this
things.
Is what I will say. I think what it will become, it is the first of a gigantic market because the epic fiction and fantasy, true epic fiction
people
and fantasy
like
book market is massive and technology is there that they're creating shit now that's compelling enough visually that it appeals to those types of people's brains. Whereas in the past, that shit was hokey and it was like, well, it's kind of hokey. It's better in my mind. Now it's like, well, is it because like I'm kind of bugging out? This is
3D
crazy
glasses.
3D nutso like alter universe. Shit, and so for that world,
this is
going to
all coming
oh,
together. Perfect
huge
timing.
Explosion. It's going to be a huge explosion. The problem is that James Cameron can't make a movie to save his life, and so I think ultimately the movie won't be good. But I think for me, it's
the
first
the
thing
trip
in that
will
world.
Be.
I haven't seen a 3D movie. I don't give a shit. I don't want to see Up in 3D. Like I don't fucking care. Like I wouldn't see it anyway if it wasn't in 3D. That's not enough to get me there to do that, I don't think. This, I was sort of like, I want to see what this looks like. Like this looks fresh. Like I'm gonna bug out.
You're in.
I'm gonna get mad faded and go and bug out.
I know you are.
I think. The Rolling Stones, speaking of creepy.
I have seen those people.
I saw the Rolling Stones.
I've never seen the Rolling Stones.
I saw the Rolling Stones. And I'll tell you where I saw the Rolling Stones.
Can I guess?
Sure.
What state?
Here. Los Angeles. The state of Los Angeles.
Dodger Stadium?
It was the Forum, I believe.
Okay.
Or the Coliseum. It was the Coliseum.
Even better.
It was the Rolling Stones, Living Color.
Even better.
And Guns N' Roses.
That's
David Faustino was about one or two rows in front of
yes,
me.
Yes, he
was. I went with my dad and my mom.
Okay.
Nope, my dad, and maybe a friend of mine. I don't believe my mom was there. At this point, I was a full-fledged GNR fan. Was excited to see the Stones because they were the Stones, and was down with Living Color.
How old were you? What year is this?
I want to guess and say 1986 or 7.
If David Faustino's there, it's probably a little bit later than that, right? No?
That show was on for 36 years.
You were only 10?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. I would have pushed into like 89, 90
this
territory.
Is like... I mean, we could Google it. It was like the biggest tour ever.
That's a big tour.
It was... like Steel Wheels or one of those like huge of their tours, and on top of it was GNR, right? And I think Axl got into a fist fight in one of them. He got kicked off one of the shows. It was like one of those
how
things.
Were they?
Who?
The Rolling Stones.
Not very
I
good.
Don't remember.
Not very good.
Wow. That was a long time ago. They
so
still
long
play?
Ago. It was the first time I ever smelled weed like wafting in the air, and I remember I looked at my dad and I was like, what is that? I was like, what is
you
that?
You knew it was something.
I was like, what's that smell?
You knew it wasn't incense.
I had smelled it before in my life, and I couldn't place where. And then shortly thereafter, I had my first experience with marijuana.
With
and
jazz
I remembered,
cigarettes.
Had a memory that I've confirmed with my folks of sitting on their bed when I was a kid and them passing a roach around and me smelling it. And I vividly remembered it. And then I was like, that's where I'd smelled
that's,
it before. Like,
that's
I remember that.
Sense memory came. And that's
not that that was
knew.
The only joint I was probably around at some point in my life, but that was a clear, like, I remember it being passed back and forth, like on a roach clip.
Nice.
What's up? What's up? So the Stones have been named the world's most expensive wedding band. They will play anywhere in the world for $8.25 million.
Of course they will. That's a lot of
and
money.
And rightly so, I think.
That's a grip of change.
I think if I'm willing to fork over $8.25 million, I deserve
you
a,
to get
a
here.
Pretty solid set.
Get here.
In top form, I would say. Well rehearsed. And
taking requests also.
However, don't fret.
In these
but fret
tough
anyway.
Economic times, you might not have $8.25 million
budget,
for your daughter's wedding.
Weddings on a budget. You have Lady Gaga or Katy Perry for $100,000.
How was your wedding?
It was awesome.
Lady Gaga played. What do you mean? The DJ played a lot of Lady Gaga songs?
Lady Gaga and we got Lady Gaga and Katy Perry came up and they did like a mashup.
They did. Katy Perry, actually, she went on the Universal Life Church on the internet and she got ordained. She married me and my wife and Lady Gaga performed.
It was awesome.
Music.
The whole wedding cost about 260 Gs.
It was a lot of money for my girlfriend, excuse me, my wife's old man. But to hear Poker Face played live at your wedding, it's really a memory I'm going to share and cherish with me. Is that Lady Gaga? Wouldn't it be better to just get a Lady Gaga impersonator for
but Lady $300? Gaga is a Lady Gaga impersonator. No, you could
I
just
didn't say a man impersonator.
You could no, you could just
a female person.
Yeah.
A lot of talk about her.
You could hire her as Lady Gaga for $100,000. I think you could get her as a Lady Gaga impersonator for about $50,000. But her. Still her.
Could I get her in Katy Perry and Christina Aguilera and Maya and Shakira to be the Rolling Stones?
Yeah. It's going to cost you about $500,000.
It's going to cost you money, dude.
A mad amount of money.
But it'll be worth it.
It'll probably
it's
be
a
worth
crazy
it.
Crazy Rolling Stones cover band. I was on... are you familiar with the World Wide Web?
Yes.
The information superhighway.
Yeah,
you are familiar with that.
That sounds.
So a couple things, just on the computer this week. I saw on NewScientist.com. Sorry, scientist, a doctor, a professor, if you will. He was studying male and female genitalia anatomy. He had a couple perform intercourse under an MRI scanner, and he took the photographs and created a video out of it, so you can watch the MRI boning down MRI, and it was pretty fresh.
That's probably fresh.
It was really sexy.
I want to see that.
Yeah, it's MR, it's straight, it's like, It's fucking X-ray porn. It's just, it's hardcore.
Porn, all right. Porn.
In it. I mean, in it. Like, and when I say he was up in the guts, I mean, he literally was up in the guts.
As are we at this point. Yeah. Upon viewing it.
I also saw a video of some sort of a guy interviewing a Scientology member, a Sea Org member, and taking him to task. I don't know where I came across this, but he's...
MRIography.
MRIography. That doesn't work.
I'm trying to get pornography, and MRI together. Fuck.
It's sexy, porn. Dude.
Yeah.
It is so sexy.
I'm sorry.
This Sea Org member is being confronted about David Miscavige, and apparently David Miscavige, there was a big article that he beats members of the staff. And
slaps.
He was questioning him about this. Is this an organization you want to be a part of? And the guy took on a very sort of haughty attitude of laughter that, oh, you don't need to, I don't need to explain myself to you. And the videographer is sort of baiting him, aren't you going up the bridge? And sort of getting him to respond, except the guy's responding, but he's using all terms. Everything he's talking, they're having a conversation, but only half of it is in English because he's not. Your whole track is stuck. The guy's like, yeah. I mean, you have no case. It's check work is all it is. And like every time that the guy's like, well, is this something you want to be a part of? It's just him. Listen, just obviously you need to go do a locational on yourself. Sorry, I don't, you're stuck in an incident. That's all I can say to you. You obviously need to do a locational. You're stuck in an incident. Just do the tech. I mean, come on. You know what you need? You need to de-stimulate from your incident.
It's true.
So it's just like 2 minutes of this guy speaking fucking sides high gibberish and like, ha 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 ha, and like pulling a Tom Cruise. Like,
there was a thing in
you don't get it. Just tech it out and de-stimulate your incident. Obviously, his locational is what you need to unstuck your fucking, you didn't even.
You know that this doesn't sound entirely unfamiliar to me. Because of my crazy,
because,
weird
again,
upbringing.
Sensory.
I went to a Scientology preschool.
Did you ever smell reefer there?
No, but there was a thing where kids would fall down and scuff their knee and start crying.
Yeah, yeah. No.
And they do this like, just, it's a motivator.
Yeah, just
motivator.
Let's
and
re-scuff
she used
it.
To, she used to stand over us when like kids would like fall.
She is Katie Holmes.
Yes. And she would just say like motivator, and I just remember like I remember seeing it happen to somebody else and the perspective that I had on her standing up on these steps, and I was like, literally I was like, at 5 years old I was just like, you cunt, like that kid like just fucking hurt himself, like. And
well, don't you simulate if you hit their knee, like you would
recreate
the knee hitting
stuff.
It, and by recreating it.
But then they would.
Dude, you get stuck in an incident, and if you don't fucking, I mean, you got to do your tech work. That's bottom line. I mean, if you don't do the tech, you know, dude, you do the time. You do the crime, you do the time, dude. If you do the tech, come on. You're stuck in an incident. I could tell you that. I saw you in the Starbucks. You were just stuck in an incident.
I saw you. I watched it.
I watched
it transpire, man.
The Mark Peace Experience is a feature film. It's a comedy. It's starring Jason Schwartzman and Ben Stiller. It was released last
Don't
Friday.
Don't know who those are.
The 21st.
Don't know who either
of those
people.
It's called The Mark Peace Experience.
Who's the first person?
Jason Schwartzman.
Is that the guy that was in... Oh, no. That's the guy that was in the other one.
That was the guy that was in the other one with the other one.
Okay, fine.
And Ben Stiller.
That guy I know.
It was released in 10 U.S. cities: San Francisco, Chicago, Philadelphia, Miami, Dallas, Cleveland, Minneapolis, Seattle, Sacramento, and Boston. Opening weekend, it made $3,000. The Mark Peace Experience, starring Jason Schwartzman and Ben Stiller. It's a comedy.
Is it open in Los Angeles?
It didn't open in Los Angeles.
L.A. was not on that list?
Was not on that list, nor was New York.
Seems like there's a lot of theaters here. You couldn't just get it in one?
In 10 theaters, made $3,000. So it's like a Zizix Road sitch that
that's,
we have going on right here.
Except with like...
Except it stars Jason Schwartzman and Ben Stiller.
Like, that's the craziest...
How's your fucking movie that you made? It's comedy.
You probably don't get it.
It's comedy. No, what you don't get is the
Sirs.
Comedy. You must be stuck in an incident if you can't see this film and get it.
Someone has hacked into the Sears.com website and managed to change info in the department store section under grills. This has since been repaired. Not grills.
But in the section under grills, you had human cooking with click-throughs to grills on grills to cook babies and a body part roaster.
You love that. And people hack for comedic intent.
You know why?
Because you want to grow babies.
Cyber tagging.
You love it.
It's like graffiti in the internet.
Swatting and freaking. You fresh. Love it.
I like that. Harmless.
Well.
Harmless.
Yeah, that is.
That's what I mean.
The swatting isn't.
What's swatting?
When you get a SWAT team to like kick in your door because
bullshit. I'm saying anything that like when you go to fucking target.com and you're clicking through and you're like, whoa, like oh, that's shit. Crazy. Like yeah. That's funny.
Like alien space jumpsuits.
Like some asshole at the fucking.
Somebody took the time.
Yeah, and then some dude's job is going to be to clear it up and they're going to laugh while they're doing it because it's like, that's awesome. Like, you know.
You're down.
I'm down.
It's harmless fun. What's wrong with that? In this day and age, everything is just seems to be so heavy. Why can't we just have some harmless fun?
How many
fun?
People do you know that steal cable?
Nobody. Can you do that anymore?
Yeah.
You can, really?
Yeah.
They haven't found safeguards
like,
to that?
You can fully do it.
As long as you're doing it from Time Warner, I'm 100% behind you. If you're doing it to Cox,
Worst
company ever.
I think maybe the worst company ever. However, I have heard at Burning Man, AT&T works. All your iPhones, no problem.
They will
at
work
Burning
there.
Man, AT&T, full service.
Burning Man has its own post office, so try to mail something to me. Let me know you're alive.
When you're there.
Go to the Burning Man post office.
I'll let you know everything's fine here.
It's nice to know that Burning Man has a post office, but the rest of the country outside of Burning Man,
hemorrhaging no more trillions of dollars.
There's no more post offices. Nice to know that.
I also found out that there's flights daily in and out of San Francisco. You can land at Burning Man, like on Burning Man.
Hey, we're here.
We got here.
We're here.
Scientists at the Brain Institute at the University of Utah altered a single gene in the brain of a female worm and were able to turn her into a lesbian worm. Wanky, wanky. I got a lesbian worm right here.
Right here. It's not in the lab. It's right here in my pants. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, what
the
do you
only
got in
jeans
there?
You gotta alter are the jeans I'm wearing right yeah. now.
What do you
alter these
in
jeans
there?
By taking them down to my ankles? Get this lesbian worm out. Wankety wank, wank, wankety wank.
Hey man, that's a lesbian worm.
That dyke worm. Fuck that dyke worm.
I don't know how they tell a dyke worm from a fuck. Is that a what kind of a dyke worm? I don't know how they tell that because worms. I don't know. Worms are a sexual creature. It's very difficult to. I guess they show it. I don't know. What do you do? How do you know? They do.
How do you know?
What do you do? How do you know? They must show it pictures of other sexy, a hierarchy of sexual, sexy worms.
They show them pictures of
they
others.
They show them pictures of worms that are hot. It's so difficult, though, because like...
They can't pose.
Hey, worms, are, they don't pose well. It's like working with like... You don't work
They're
with dogs
malleable,
or children.
But almost to a fault.
Too much. Too pliable. It's impossible, though, because like... You know what I mean? We know what a fucking... How do you tell one worm? Worms know, though.
Worms
like what,
must know.
When I see worms, I don't know which worm is hot. I don't know which worm's a dude. I don't know. Did worms have dicks? I don't know. Do worms have dicks?
Let's start there.
Let's get to the Brain Institute. Let's ask this one question before you start any research about your lesbian worms. Do male worms got dicks? Riddle me this.
Riddle me this, Elmo.
I don't know. But that's science.
That is mad
Jonathan,
science.
That's fucking...
That's what
that's
science...
That's weird science.
That is weird science.
I mean, I don't know. I know that there is a new scourge. There's a new way. There's a new meth in the world that has hit the scene like gangbusters. It's called shake and bake. Basically, what in... After 2,000 explosions and pseudoephedrine bans and the sort of across the Midwest and South, makers of meth have learned there's a new way. It's called shake and bake. You take a 2-liter soda bottle.
Talk slowly.
Drink the soda, I guess. Dump it out. Don't matter. You get a 2-liter bottle. You only need a few
hands. So drinking the soda is not...
I would
integral
say,
in the working of this.
If it's the do, drink the do.
Yeah, you need the boost
get
to
the
make
meth
the meth,
you need that.
This faux meth.
You only need a handful of pseudoephedrine pills.
As opposed
so it's
to
possible,
like 500.
As opposed to like boxes and boxes. You need a few handfuls. You crush those up. You put them in the soda bottle. And then you can get basic 99-cent store household chemicals. fill that up, put the cap on, and vigorously shake the soda bottle. And what,
make
what will be left is a residue that can be snorted, smoked.
That's fucking dope.
The problem is...
Because Seth was, as he was telling me, I was watching him do it, and I'm like, when you've seen drug activity go down like that, you realize what a like viable thing that's going to be.
Well,
because people are going to be like making it, doing it, making
there's
it.
There's no
like,
flame required. That's what's going to take
no,
this to the next level.
It's not
going to
melt you.
It could be made in public restrooms, backseat of a car.
It's fucking crazy.
Problem is, it's very and the batches are small. It makes a few hits, so it's going to be for like
homies.
homies. But
it's my dog.
Problem is,
personal.
It's just as dangerous in
head
making,
stash.
If not more, because people that ran meth labs, because it was somewhat, even though they were doing it with the babies crawling on the floor in the house, the idea of it being contained and knowing what they were doing,
they were
with
cooks.
This,
they were actual
if
chefs.
If any oxygen in any way enters the bottle, if you unscrew the cap too fast, it will blow up in like a fireball
this
in your grill.
Fucking.
How's your Monte Carlo SS that just blew up? Your family four in the back. Yeah, shake and bake. That's the jam. Yep. Oh, you are pumped. You can make it. Because you can get your hands on some of that pseudo. It's not impossible to do. You know, your homie, he's got a doctor. He's got the Claritin D.
I'm like flabbergasted right now.
Yeah, it's so like, watch yourself. Watch yourself, Midwest. Watch yourself, Iowa.
Musician, entertainer, John Mayer. Tweets at 10:25 a.m. on August 24th. Quote, I'm standing in front of a wall calendar rubbing the Monday 24 square with my middle finger in tight circles. That's how into today I am. That's how into to gay I am. How's your sleeve?
What are you doing?
Hey, where did you get that dope sleeve?
John, what are you doing?
How's your sleeve?
I'm over by this wall calendar. Hold on.
Finger banging Monday the 24th.
I'm fingering it. That's how into it I. That's how into her I am.
That's how rock hard I am for Monday the 24th.
I got a fucking throbbing erection for the 24th. Watch me finger bang the calendar. John. What's up?
John.
John Mayer, what's up?
Hey, John.
Hey, John Mayer.
Sorry, I'm Tim and Eric, John.
Hey, John Mayer, come back to bed. I don't know. That was in the morning. He typed that. How do you work it? You type it in, like a message? Type it.
This fucking Bradley Cooper, Jennifer Aniston, Renee Zellweger
Why'd
thing?
He choose her?
I was like...
Why he chose Renee?
I was like boiling standing in the supermarket. I was
furious.
Like, this is... absolute, abject, insane panic.
He must have been so angry. Why did he choose Renee? Why do you think he chose Renee?
I can't.
I got a couple TV questions for you. One on House. What happens when the doctor
becomes the patient?
House on Fox. House, I guess.
Syndication happens. That's what happens.
That's what happened. They needed to bring out that last few apps to get in.
So he's going to... He's going down.
What happens when the hunter becomes the hunted? No.
What happens when you cash those dope ass checks? What are those checks like?
Those, his checks. They're like, let's give me Jack Bauer style. They're
give
like,
me, what do we got?
I think it's a half a mil. They're enormous.
Hey guy.
They're enormous.
What's up, Black
Is
Adder?
Is he a citizen?
What's up, Black Adder?
Is he a citizen? I want that checked into. Can we get INS on that?
Yeah.
Let's get INS on that.
I want to see his birth certificate.
Monday nights. True TV, I got a new show, Bait Car. What's my favorite thing when I'm watching other shows and they put a bait car on the street? Why not just make a show called Bait Car? Basically what they do is they take a bait car, they create a scene where the bait car is driving and it pulls over to the side of the road and there's a undercover like Jeep Cherokee that has officers in it. They get out of both the cars as if they know each other. They get in a public dispute, boo, 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 get into the first car and drive away, and they leave the bait car sitting there. So the people that are in the neighborhood say, why was there just an argument, and why did that car drive away, and why is this car like sitting here with the lights on or the directional on or the keys, and then just watch people get in, steal it. It's rigged out with 12 cameras, so we get to watch from the outside of them getting in, then we get to be with them in the car, and then we get to watch them as they lie to the police 4 minutes later when they shut the engine down. Oh, no, no, no. I saw this woman on the side street, and she said, take the... And just watch these people, like, and we'll be like, no. Even when they're told, like, no, this is what's called a bait car. We have 10 cameras in it. We watch you. No, 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 no. I saw this Pamela. She's my girl. She's Mexican. I think she's Mexican.
I saw this Pamela.
I saw this Pamela. She's Mexican. And like, so
we have to use Pamela as a term for something. Oh, okay. Man, I saw this Pamela the other night.
Ooh.
Ow. Shit was popping.
Pamela's a lady that you know is going to get you into trouble. Capital T. A Pamela.
Now, there's a couple of things I want to talk to you about with this show. First of all, I'm sure it's top notch because when you showed me the Wolf Pack, I was just like,
oh, the Wolf Pack.
I was just fucking... like, this is the best thing ever. So, but it's a little bit like, I mean, you're forcing the hand of these people.
It's awesome.
In such a way that it's just like,
it's even better because
fair.
You know what they say? Like, oh, come on, man.
Yeah.
Like the keys were in it.
I mean, exactly.
And they'll be like, was it your car? But like they really.
But no, but the keys were in it. Like, I wouldn't think about stealing a car
in a million
years.
But
you walk up to a car with the keys in it, and the cars, the lights are on, and it's
Escalades
like,
on with the door. One of them, they leave the door open. It's almost basically like,
I'm taking this thing for a second.
I might as well just put like candy on the front seat, like here.
Even if I drive it for 50 miles, drive it back and park it and be like, I don't want to steal this.
I got half a Subway right here. It's like laying on the front seat if you want to. Yeah, Pamela.
What they should do is not bait it. And just keep the cameras running and see what the fuck they do with it.
Jonathan, I have a million things on my TV. I don't have time.
I cannot have that much time. That's a mini series.
To like wait for them to like steal it. Basically, like throw a naked bra in the front seat, get them to steal it, and then I get to watch it. I get other things.
But what if they? I mean, what I'd want to see is them going into then a chop shop and then like.
Oh, you want to follow it
through. Like, let's see this thing all the way through.
Your game.
What is this plan that you
like
have?
Your game.
What
like
is this crazy plan
like when
that
the producers of Cops did jail and then
you
we
assholes
get to see what happens
just
to the
walked
people.
Up on a car, you've decided to steal it.
Now
what are
you
going to do? Like, go for it. What's your scene?
You know what?
You're going to your cousin's chop shop or something?
No, Jonathan. They drive down the street and just be like,
smoke weed.
One guy's
like
beeping and everyone waving to everyone he knows. Like,
so they're basically, this fucking show should be called Joyriding, is what you're telling me. Fuck your show. Fuck your show. I'm off the show. I went off the show.
Fuck.
The 24th Annual Imagen Awards were held in Los Angeles this week. This is an award show that recognizes and celebrates film and television offerings that feature positive portrayals and uplifting portraits of both Latinos and the Latino culture.
Okay, beautiful. That's a beautiful culture.
The award this year for Best Movie went to Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
Chihuahua. Hey, what... I need a film that is a positive portrayal of Latino culture and,
holla.
And said offerings. I mean,
sauce. I mean, guys,
what
are you doing to me?
Hey, what are you looking
what
at?
What are you fucking
what are you
doing
about?
To me? What do you expect me to do with that?
What's it all about?
What are you not?
What are you not getting? Because I see, I don't know.
Nope.
That's what you went with. Really?
In other American ethnic news.
American ethnic news.
365black.com. That's 365black.com. It's a McDonald's website for blacks.
Well, it is. Well, not just for blacks. It can be for anyone.
Oh, they don't say that, though. Meet real people. Meet real people whose lives have been touched by McDonald's.
My life was touched by Ronald McDonald.
Ronald McDonald touched me.
Silly.
Quote from the website, I believe, or from their press release, like the unique African baobab tree, which nourishes its community with its leaves and fruit. McDonald's.
Fuck off, McDonald's. You fucking assholes.
I feel like throwing up. Yeah. This is the worst.
Well, like the unique baobab tree. Like, you're fucking kidding me, right?
McDonald's has branched out to the African American community, nourishing it with valuable programs and opportunities.
You motherfuckers, man.
I am like, literally, I
you
could
motherfuckers.
Vomit.
You motherfuckers. Well, Jonathan, like the African baobab tree. We're not in like fucking West Africa right now, you motherfuckers.
I don't know. I don't know. Oh, please.
It's 365black. Really? .com. It sounds kind of crazy. It's
heavy duty.
365 Asian. What's up?
Not even.
What couldn't it? What would it be?
But it would be like 365, like...
What would it be? Could be anything.
I just...
It's McDonald's. Eat it.
I don't... There's something...
You're not down with it.
Wildly offensive about it, and I can't put my finger on it. It's so subversive that I don't even... It makes my brain melt, but I know it's dirty as fuck. I can feel the dirt.
You can't figure it out, though.
I mean, well, beyond just being like poor form, poor taste, poor like, oh, you sad fucks. There's also something like cloaked, right? There's something wicked cloaky about it.
There's something cloaky about it. New study says the average man spends up to 43 minutes of his day
masturbating,
looking at least 10 different women for like longer than he should.
Hands down, no question about it.
For real? That's a lot of the day.
I stare at women so much, it's disgusting.
At least 10 a day, I bet.
At times, I am...
You ever get called out on it?
By them?
By said women? Like, hey, take a picture, it'll last longer.
I think I try to maintain a modicum of respect and...
But you're finding yourself, hey, take a picture. Like, oh, thank you, I'd love to. No, that was a figure. Yes. Oh, well, thank you. Hey, could you put your...
Actually, if we're
this thing, like, why don't you free these things? Like,
just
no,
for posterity.
That was
sake.
Actually like it's a kind of an old saying.
I think it would be.
People still say that. Take a picture; it'll last longer.
I don't know. Do people still say how's the weather up there to tall people?
Yeah.
You get nosebleeds.
Oh, fucking people, man.
No, you're going to in like four yeah, seconds.
Stepping on you. Do people still say? I bet they do.
What were we talking about before that, though? What got us there?
McDonald's got you crazy.
No, before McDonald's. I mean, after McDonald's. What were we just talking about?
We were just talking about the there was fact that men spend at least 43 minutes a day.
I would say that I try to be, but it is, at times, I become self-conscious of how involuntary some of my, like, yikos. And
yeah,
I would say, like, I'm not just looking at women. I'm saying there's obviously, I mean,
I'm not just looking at them. I'm taking them,
groping myself at this them. Point. No, that I mean, I'm affected by the physical presence of a woman walking by me. Yeah. My body does something
physical,
else.
Physiologically,
I think it's
something's
called an
happening.
Erection.
Yeah, it's called a boner.
It's called a crazy.
Handle it.
Hard
oh, no,
on.
Trust, I do.
No, I handle it.
Oh, I handle it.
Someone's gonna handle.
Like I handle
it.
This mic.
Oh man.
43 minutes a day. You're totally buying that. At least 10 women a day. Yeah.
Yep.
But you know, but just let me just ask for you. There must be a few in that day that you take beyond just looking. Do you imagine what might be underneath or what a coupling would be with this said woman or what might happen or
like do you mean that in the sense
I mean,
that
in
I like
creepiest
envision
way I could
envision like looking down at them like missionary like
I imagine
like you know what I mean? Like, is that what you mean? That I see a woman, I see attractive, I see her body,
no,
I try to make out
just,
the body, and then I envision
just,
that body naked. Like,
No. Maybe not you as you're thrusting movements. I wish we could have seen that. Your hip thrusting movements. Maybe just that woman topless.
I don't know. Oh, but I'm saying, okay, so fine. So pardon me because I went too far. But I'm saying, do you mean actually conjuring up their naked body?
Yeah.
No, I think okay. I try to take in whatever I possibly can that they're offering within their rig out.
Okay.
And
then extrapolate from that.
I look at their faces. I mean, ultimately...
Nothing wrong with that.
I try to gauge something. If I see a physical person, if I see a body that I'm like, if like a girl's
not an avatar,
if I see a because that's totally
no,
different.
This is different.
But if I see a person's like rig out or body before I see their face, I will, and then I'm like, oh, like that person's hot, like or like oh she's cute or like whatever. I will try to just see their face and get some gauge of who they are as a person. I guess.
Okay.
I think that's probably what I do.
Okay.
And
then you neglect the body?
No, I don't neglect it. I mean, if I can stare down their shirt, I'll stare down their fucking shirt probably.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean like...
Yeah, I'm down.
I mean, I can't... I can't help not. It. I can't not. I mean, it's like if a girl has a cute set of feet and a cute pair of shoes, they will catch me staring at their cute feet and their cute shoes. They have hot legs, they'll catch me looking at their legs. If they have an awesome butt, I'll stare at their ass. Like, I will...
It's the remix. It's the summer remix.
For only $34.99, you can go to the NFL.com website and purchase yourself a Michael Vick dog jersey for the canine Eagles fan in your home.
Your home. Hey, my dog loves Michael Vick and the Eagles.
My dog loves electrocution.
My dog is so down with dying.
My dog is mad down with electrocution.
I guess that passed.
I guess.
This too shall pass.
He's a talented physical
being.
Being that
a specimen.
I guess there's a shortage of those or something. And
in this current world we live in.
Apparently there's a huge shortage of
specimens.
Amazing.
amazing specimens.
Starbucks has announced that they will begin raising prices yet a fucking again up to 30 cents on harder to make drinks. That would be me.
That would be Jonathan's drinks.
While reducing the prices on easier to make coffees up to 15 cents. Well, that's a sweet little fucking roulette, fucking Vegas style, like sliding system. So we'll up these ones 30 cents, but we'll make cheaper ones up to 15 cents cheaper. Like, well, that's still
works for me.
Somehow they make 45
cents
then every time.
My small black coffee will go from $1.60 to $1.45.
Fine for you.
Totally down with that. Terrible for you, though. You're $8.50. What's your drink?
The changes will roll out to all 11,800 Starbucks stores nationwide. My drink currently.
Currently, what's your drink?
It is a iced grande soy caramel macchiato with an ad shot. I've downsized. So it's a three-shot caramel soy caramel macchiato. About? It's a lot of soy and it's a lot of sugar and I don't need it.
I hear you. You're a man.
I also never finish them and also the cups are huge and I'm...
You feel like it's just a waste all around.
Yeah, it's excessive.
Beloit College in Wisconsin. They have a thing that they've done
I am
the last...
sweating.
So hot.
More
now.
Than
Sorry.
I've sweat in this fucking apartment.
It's, we're having a
this
heat wave. Like, we got the windows
this
closed.
This feels like, does this happen every year?
I like an intimate setting.
Does this happen every year?
That there's a week
there's
show
shows
where
we're like doing this?
No doubt.
That's fine.
No
I like
doubt.
That. I'm okay. I'll complain
just,
every
we'll
year.
Come
then.
Every
I'll never
year,
not
like
complain.
10 years from now.
Yeah,
like,
turn the gas
it never
on.
Happened.
Where's the gas leak? And we should do that every year too. For 2 days. You should not tell me when, but you should have a rotating.
Find the episode.
On a lunar calendar.
Well, no, because we'll get in a 30-minute fucking argument. Like... Beloit College has something, it's called the Mindset List. I think they've done it the last 12 or 13 years. It's a sort of, this is for the class of 2013 that will start school right now. These students were born in 1991.
Right.
The year I graduated high school.
Thank you.
It's trippy, right?
Totally trippy.
So college students, when we are up in Brooklyn and we're doing a show of these college students, they will have been born in 1991. Speaking of that show, before I dip into the mindset list, we are doing a show at a place called Public Assembly in Brooklyn, New York on Saturday, October 17th, 2009. Again, we are hammering out the deets. What we know of now, that if you are in the area or you plan on traveling by plane, train, automobile, hitchhiking, getting there in any way, shape, or form, just go to ayadu.com. There's a click through at the top of the page with a says, hey, going to Brooklyn?
Yeah.
And just RSVP with your name, your
I would
full
say
name, and
at this
people.
Point, the RSVP list can be considered open to all people traveling
all
or people in the New York area. It may ultimately wind up being the only way you're going to get into the show. So I would just say, if
just
you're
says,
pretty,
hey,
if you're pretty
there.
Sure you're going to be there, put your name on the list because we just, we're not selling fucking tickets. That's why. Because we're doing gangster. And so we've got to keep it gangster. So you guys have to tell us what the fuck you're going to do.
And what made me think of that is that if you were born in 1991, when I was graduating high school, you'd only be 18. And there's going to probably be free alcohol there.
And because there's free alcohol
we're super sorry.
It's a 21 and over only
it's a 21
show.
And over
so
show.
Let us make that clear. This will be a 21 and over only show.
And there's nothing we could do about that.
In that particular instance. However, if you are in New York at that period of
time. At any point
in time. You were not even any point in time, but we'll be there at that point in time for, you know,
for days some before and days after.
Yeah. You know, and you're under the age of fucking 21 and you need to see us in some capacity.
You need us to do a private show for you.
Then we'll try to accommodate in any way we can.
At the Plaza Hotel, we'll be performing a private show for people.
I'll be in my 15, trunks.
Yes, he'll be doing just in boxers. And we'll be doing a show. No, but seriously, because we there was nothing we could do about that because the idea is it's being sponsored, My Open Bar.
Yeah.
Wonderful people.
MyOpenBar.com.
More than likely, people will be drinking free booze at a free show, and it's going to turn into a party. And
we're not allowed to do that, I guess.
So,
also...
Fuck, I feel terrible about that. But what are you going to do?
Also, the people that are already intending on going, you know... I mean, we have the place until...
It's going to be a night.
We have the place until about 3 or 4 a.m. probably.
It's going to be a pretty awesome night.
I think it's going to be worth coming
to. And on that note, super thank you for listening. And if you could tell a friend, as soon as we try to... Thank you so much for listening.
What were you saying?
All right. Mindset list for the class of 2013.
Yes.
These are just some random sort of cultural things that are akin to these people. Salsa has always outsold and been more popular than ketchup.
Did not know that.
Makes perfect sense. Right?
Yes.
I didn't know what the fuck salsa was when I was a fucking graduating high school. Never had it once in my life. Unbelievable, these kids. Magic Johnson has always been HIV positive.
What curious. He wasn't born with it.
In their lives.
Oh, thank you.
So in their life, they don't know what ketchup is. They
sorry,
know what salsa
I was like,
is.
I thought you meant one salsa.
No,
like,
no, no.
I was like, I'm not getting this. I'm a dumbass. Okay, that's crazy, and that is crazy.
Tattoos have always been super chic. It says, I had to say chic because that's what it says, and highly visible.
Okay.
That would make total sense. If you were 18 years old, you wouldn't think twice about somebody with a tattoo.
What about stretched out earlobes? Like stuff like that.
I hope not. I'm not down with that.
No, I'm saying that's really commonplace amongst like MTV.
Think of tattoos. Obama's got a fucking tattoo. I mean, everyone has a tattoo. Back in the day, that was kind of it was still Navy style. Like,
yeah.
You need to be like in the Hell's Angels.
You need to be in
the
Navy.
This is a good one. Rap music has always been mainstream.
Yes.
Didn't think of that.
Completely changed who they are as people. Completely altered who they are. They altered their makeup.
Just listen to rap.
Absolutely.
You know, we listened to fucking NWA on tape for the first time. Eight of us gathered around Dave Thistlewood.
Fell over.
Fucking couldn't believe it.
Fainted.
Ugh. Literally.
Fainted.
Went out and bought a King's starter jacket the next day.
Hey.
Like, what's up?
Like, what's up now?
Like, I'm gonna move out there. Like, chill, dog.
But you did.
I did. Oh, am I living the dream or
welcome.
What? Thank you.
Let's pound it.
We're bumping it because he welcomed me to the place I've lived in for 14 years. And it's probably the most sincere welcome I've got since I
absolutely.
Got here. Man, I paid my fucking dues in this town. Condoms have always been advertised on television. No big whoop.
All right. I like these.
There's always been a computer in the Oval Office.
Whatever.
But yeah, I guess that would
fine.
Translate
well,
kids
to them,
had Macs.
They had fucking computers, more importantly.
And there's always been blue Jell-O. I don't even know what that means.
That's stupid.
Okay.
Florida governor and devout Methodist Charlie Christ.
Christ.
Told a group of real estate agents in Florida that before his election in 2006, Florida had roughly 8 hurricanes in the previous 2 years. He says, quote, "You know the last time we had a hurricane in Florida? It's been a while. In 2007, I took my first trade mission. Do you know where I went? I went to the Western Wall in Israel, and I inserted a prayer that read, 'Dear God, please protect Florida from storms and other difficulties.'" Charlie.
Chuck.
Time goes on. May, June, July, August, September, October, November, no hurricanes. Thank God. Thank Charlie.
I would really, if you want to, if it comes down to it, is it
you
really
you
got to
thank
God?
One person.
If you're going to thank one person, I'd thank Charlie. So you've kept hurricanes from occurring. What about motherfucking everything else that goes on daily? Actually, thinking about Florida, This Week in Florida segment we used to do, I still think of that. I saw a girl, she got arrested for like making and selling meth. Her name was Crystal Beth Williams.
Fuck you.
Name's Crystal Beth. Hey, I'm Crystal Beth. Do you need that crystal meth? Yeah, I do. Where do you get your crystal meth? I get it from Crystal Beth.
Duh. Who do you get yours
Where
from,
Where the
idiot?
Fuck would you get yours from? Crystal Seth? Like, come on.
Come on.
It's stupid. Hey, man. I mean, I got to get in the shake and bake game. If we marketed a shake and bake crystal meth
kit
by Crystal Seth, it would be over.
Like a kid.
With my stamp of approval on it.
UID stamp of approval.
UID stamp of approval. Not for kids under 21.
By the way.
By the way.
However.
However.
If you are under 21 and you want one, we will accommodate
you
as best we
must. Somewhere around in the New York tri-state area. Fuck you.
Find me in my trunks.
A study was released to the Journal of Abnormal Psychology concerning the mindset of people when on alcohol. They took 60 undergrads in this study. They gave 30 of them vodka tonics.
All right.
And they gave 30 of them just plain vodka with lime. The people that were drinking alcohol, they tended to ignore reality, and they would have these sort of grandiose ideas when high on alcohol of what they could do, what they would do, for a variety of things, like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to, like a coworker, I'm going to tell her that I've always been in love with her. Or, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pack up all my shit and I'm just going to move to Austin.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do it. I've always wanted to do it. Funny thing is, though.
What happens?
Next morning, they sobered up a little bit, had some Pedialyte and fucking pulled their shit together. These people, these plans were all but forgotten.
Yeah.
Call it alcohol myopia. That's what they were calling it. Yeah.
Yeah.
No fucking kidding.
Yeah, I think this country was founded on it.
Yeah, it was founded on it. We're living in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to do? No.
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 Now.
And being stone cold Steve Austin, you really get a sense of that. I was out at a bar. Can I say that?
No.
This past weekend. And really got a handle, got a look at some people after a few spirits. And they get to saying some crazy ass fucking shit.
Yeah. They also move and do crazy ass shit with their bodies.
A lot
and
of
stuff.
Like, a lot of talk, like, oh, I'm going to go out. Oof. Give me some of that strange. What? Excuse me?
Did you just use the term strange?
You're referring, there is a group of young women. Women with a Y, W-O-M-Y-N, seem to be enjoying themselves. Nothing out of the ordinary. They've probably had a long work week. Are you going to get up into that group of strange?
Get up into some of that strange.
You heard, son? I did hear you, son.
What are you doing? Just hunting some strange.
Hunting some of that strange.
Sniffing out some strange.
Put my scope on. Looking out for some of that strange. Are you talking about that group of girls over there? All right, then.
I don't know.
People on the sauce, they get some big I fucking dizz about what right. they're going
to
do.
You know, I go to bars on the regs at this point, I would say.
Frequently.
Like, I'm on this crazy circuit at this point pretty bad. I've been out a lot.
Nothing wrong with that. Grown
nothing.
Man. It's been fun, right?
It's been good. It's been good, I think, for my opinion of this city and the potential of this city and the people that are in it, I would say for sure.
All right.
However, you have to dig. And in digging, you find yourself in some places that are just like, oh my God, like what the fuck?
What's going on?
I don't know, dude. It's like me.
Jonathan?
Like, I attract like
oh some characters
the
I bet.
Drunkest yeah. craziest motherfucking
what's up bra
and girls,
but that's wonderful.
It's wonderful except when they literally are like not
like sloppy,
what? Like so sloppy that you're like, hey. I have to take care of this person. Like,
you got no beautiful hair.
Touching my hair.
Can I eat it?
Grabbing my shit without like.
I love your game.
Like just up on my shit.
Oh really?
And then the Jesus thing. Jesus, like oh, everybody.
God.
Guys, girls, Jesus.
Look who made it tonight. Jesus came down to drink with us. Dude.
Like, it's the pits.
Oh, that must be rough.
It's the pits. It's, I mean, it's awesome.
Hey, blessing, a curse, who knows?
Ask Jesus.
Time will tell. Ask fucking Jesus.
There is a loophole in the law in Rhode Island where indoor prostitution is actually legal.
I'm down with
so
that
you can
loophole.
Strut the halls.
That's a loophole.
Strut the hallways.
That's a loophole.
Wank.
Wanky. Wank. Yeah, I guess that goes down. I don't want it outdoors. I want it indoors.
Duh.
Duh.
Who wants to bone outdoors?
Who wants to bone down the back of my Monte Carlo?
It sucks.
Well, me. Well. But I have this. These are phrases. I'm going to read you some phrases.
Do you like boning in cars? You think it's sexy?
Yeah.
It's a nightmare.
I'm from Massachusetts, dude.
It's a nightmare. Fucking in cars is a fucking nightmare. Never not been. I think I maybe had, I've had some like
magical evenings.
I've had some awesome evenings.
By the surf. The Malibu fucking moon.
But like,
right over you.
Some BJs and fingering is way more.
I don't give a
way
fuck.
More
I live my life in that.
Applicable in that setting than like a, I'm 6'2". What the okay. fuck am I boning in?
Okay.
A hearse?
Okay.
Like I can't do right. anything. My shit's all over the
your
place.
Shit's everywhere. Once your pants come off, your shit's like
it's
everywhere.
A nightmare.
My dick's everywhere. Like, hey, calm down.
I'm just saying.
Just saying. These are some
no?
some phrases. Totally love,
love it.
It.
I mean, I love it, but
I like. I'm simple. I like to be inspiration point. Simple.
All right. Fine.
Okay.
Fine.
Phrases typed into some type of a search engine. It could be Google. It could be Bing. Could be Ask Jeeves. Does that still exist?
I think so.
This is phrases typed into a search engine where the ayadude.com became the final destination. At the end of this run of this typing, wherever the letters ended up or words, these people, whoever they were in the world, ended up at ayadude. Are you ready?
I don't know if I am.
LAblowjobstories.blogspot.com.
Fresh.
Oh, so tough economic times.
Dope.
Holla back for a dope cock.
Thank you.
Yo, dog. You dead dog. Bruce cocked.
Two words?
Two words.
Bruce, like a guy's name?
Bruce, like a guy's name. Cocked. C-O-C-K-E-D.
Awesome.
This is my new name. Hey, I'm Bruce Cocked. What? Boner rage.
Thank you.
Leaky boners.
Thank you.
Fat Val Kilmer.
Thank you.
Lesbiamus.
All right.
Herda. Hada. Herda. Come on a Bible. Fucking a warm melon. The white man calls her flute playing wind. Cold stone forearms. Jesus Christ walks into a bar.
Weird.
Mystic tan panic attacks. Teens getting fucked in their sleep. Who shouldn't take ecstasy? And wife not interested in cock.
Perfect.
It's just some various phrases.
You could tell
words into phrases.
If you are able to refer a friend to the show,
if you could,
perhaps getting them to listen. Maybe one way to get them to listen is just to get them to type any of those things into a search engine and just be like, find those guys.
Hey, type in Bruce cocked. Hey, what's this? What are these two up to?
Just type fucking a warm melon into Google.
See what you come up with. Do Google images. See what happens.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you're in the car. It's just a lot for you. It's maybe a lot. You need like a, what do you need, an Escalade?
Blowjob in the car, like some of the greatest experiences of my entire life. Like
while driving or just
formative sexual experiences in my life
okay.
that have just been like, this is the coolest thing ever.
Okay.
A couple of sexual experiences.
Let's take away fucking, is it, let's just say doing shit
in the
in
car.
A car. Let's give it that more, as a more generalized.
I would say yes.
Doing shit up in the car.
Yeah. I'm cool with that.
Expressing, learning about one's body.
But like at an inspiration point or like
no.
in a Beverly Hills, like in a Beverly Center parking lot or like at the Grove?
Yeah, in a, definitely not an inspiration point in a like Rite Aid parking lot.
Yeah, I think I get a little iffy about that. I think I get slightly uncomfortable. Like I'm not maybe like, I don't think I'm quite the...
Exhibitionist
as far as that stuff's concerned.
But I ain't talking about, you know, what the fuck, the standard hotel in New York I'm reading about. People, it's a glass wall and people are fucking in the windows.
Yeah,
I'm not talking about, like, we are fucking and... I'm talking about no one's going to see you maybe.
Right.
No one's going to see you maybe.
Yeah, I guess I'm down with that. I'm down with that.
And we're just talking about generalized heavy petting.
Yeah.
Is what we're discussing. Hopefully in a not in like a Mazda Miata.
Yeah.
Or maybe in a Mazda Miata. Maybe in a smart car.
Yeah, if maybe that we could do it in a car that's small enough that I could stand
like out of it, like maybe a convertible.
Outside of it.
Like a Trans Am.
Straddle the entire vehicle.
You're standing outside of the
like
car.
One foot on the hood,
windows rolled down.
One foot on the trunk, one foot on the hood.
And
I'm
like leaning into it.
Dipping down
this
in.
This guy's leaning his dick into this car. This is so weird. Maybe we need to get you like a Ford F-150, like super cab diesel. So like anything is possible.
Yeah. Anything is possible. You see me rolling in that thing, just
no.
No.
Anything
is possible.
This was episode number
181.
That's a palindrome, Jonathan. That is something that can be read. I graduated the class of 1991, and that's what I learned at our orientation when we were juniors becoming seniors. Does anybody know what a palindrome is?
Yes.
And everyone said, no. And they said, a palindrome is a word that can be read forwards and backwards. And you know what we all did? Shrugged our fucking shoulders.
Like mom.
I said, I don't give a fuck. Just want to get up in the mall.
Just
take
like race
me to the
car.
Mall. Give me some fucking Cavaricci's. Let me put on these fucking Jordans and let me handle my shits. All right?
That's it.
That's all I want to do.
Is Jordan a palindrome? I don't care.
Is Jordan a palindrome? I don't give a
fuck. Is Cypress
fuck,
Hill
man.
A palindrome? I don't think so. All right? Leave me alone.
Is Budweiser a palindrome?
Go to the website, yeahdude.com, U-H-H-Y-E-A-H. D-U-D-E. Also, facebook.com/ yeah, dude. Two phone numbers.
What about that Twitter?
Twitter. Yeah. Twitter.com/ yeah, dude.
Hey, you up on that Twitter?
Technically.
Her?
Technically speaking. And also, the voicemail, 888-842-2357. That's a toll-free number.
They should have called Twitter Holla.
Holla.
That's what they should have called it.
But it wouldn't be cute then.
Well, that's what we'll call it.
Hollas.
Yeah, you can hit us up on Holla. You mean they mean Twitter? What are they talking about? Trust.
I'm following your Hollas.
I'm following your Hollas.
And then they
mad stupid.
I've been following your Hollas and they mad stupid. fucking my cell phone number 323-481-4422.
Fucking my cell phone number. Yeah. That's a great number, though. I'd fuck it, too, if I had it.
323-481-4422.
Yeah, and voicemail, you just said 888-842-2357. Just throwing this out, if you happen to leave a number on the voicemail, try not to do it while driving on a cell phone with the fucking window down,
yeah.
Throwing out a series of numbers that, like, hit me up, 666, beep, beep, like a siren going by. It's just, and I'm,
it's like impossible. Because
you know my brain, it makes me like...
crazy.
I listen to it 30 times. I try to get it. Then I dial every variation of what that number could be, trying to hopefully get it, and I'm getting people yelling at me.
It's the pits.
It's the pits. I hate being yelled at.
Hate it.
Seriously, in the fucking 21 and over thing, listen, there'll be more shows, or there'll be whatever. There'll be a comedy. I am totally, I know I kind of thinking that that would be a thing because it's at a bar and essentially.
Didn't cross my mind until.
I did. I thought of it even before we were thinking about maybe even having free booze. I was like, if it's at any sort of like event that's not a strict fucking theater, then it's like, of course, because like.
Yeah, it, they didn't, just play. It didn't cross my mind, unfortunately. And I think we would have probably tried to factor it in more. But at this point, we're super stoked to be doing what we're doing. And we're also stoked to try and work something out if needs be when
I'm
we're
just
there.
Thinking of all our college students in the area.
And mad high school students.
High school students.
I'm telling you, man. Like, seriously.
Just come anyway.
We'll figure it out.
Come anyway. We're going to talk wicked loud. So you could probably just stand outside and hear it.
We'll do it on the roof.
It's like when I saw fucking Def Leppard and they sang Pour Some Sugar on Me, but me and my cousin Eric couldn't get on the show, so we stood outside a chain link fence in Old Orchard Beach, Maine. We could still hear the fucking show.
Yeah. You loved it.
Still spit heat outside. I still tied a bandana around my fucking left leg and spit heat. Sup? Wow, class of 2000... 13? 13, huh? Born in 1991. Wow, man. I was fucking heavy petting in cars back then.
No doubt.
No doubt.
Seatbelts.